I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. The National Weather Service says this region could see anywhere from 1.5 to 4 inches of rain over the next day or so. Meteorologist Rick Shanklin says much of the rain comes from the remnants of Tropical Storm Cindy, but that's not all they're dealing with.
But we also have a cold front, so it's not just Cindy that we're dealing with. We're having a combination of these two systems approach our area. Again, 7 a.m. Friday, rain across the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, and back into the lower Mississippi River Valley as well.
Shanklin says flash flooding will be an issue in some parts of the area, especially far southern Illinois and western Kentucky. Yesterday was day two of the Illinois legislature's special session called by the governor to address the lack of a state budget. But as Guy Stevens reports, there was plenty of talk, but not much action.
Republican State Representative Bob Pritchard says committee meetings were held on K-12 education funding, workers' compensation, and other topics. But he says that while there was testimony taken and some discussion, there was no real movement on the ostensible reason for the session.
It just seems that the leadership is not wanting to schedule actual debate on substantive bills. We were in general session talking about a number of resolutions that had nothing to do with the financial condition of our state.
Pritchard says a number of the rank and file on both sides are trying to reach across the aisle, but the partisanship in the Capitol is still very evident.
In talking to people one-on-one, we all seem to be in agreement, but when it comes time to actually dealing with legislation that's been introduced, Republican bills languish in the Rules Committee or buried in a subcommittee.
Pritchard says he remains hopeful that the budget will be addressed in this session, but he says he thinks it's going to take pressure from angry voters to get things moving. I'm Guy Stevens.
Teachers and administrators across the state are watching the special session as the lack of a budget for K-12 schools has some wondering whether they'll have to alter their calendars for the upcoming school year. Matt Donkin is the outgoing regional superintendent of schools and incoming district superintendent in West Frankfort.
I think everybody's watching their gas gauge, so to speak, to see how much they have. Certainly if they have funds, I would expect that they would be starting, but it's a matter of how long. You just can't imagine us being in this scenario yet again and playing chicken.
Donkin says if there is a budget deal, he doesn't expect it'll come until right up in the end of the fiscal year. That's June 30th. But even then, he says schools would have to wait to see if Governor Rauner signs it. As the outgoing regional superintendent of schools in Williamson, Franklin, Johnson, and Massac counties, Donkin anticipates all of the schools in those areas will start in August with or without a budget. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. Some may produce heavy rain at times. Expect a high around 82 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.